You're not an idiot.
Are we actually going to have this in the podcast, mate?
Have you got the run?
Cricket. Bats.
Balls.
Good. And then make like a...
Y'all thought we had stopped doing cricket podcasts. Y'all thought it was over.
I thought we could
listen
just,
to this shit now.
We could do
don't
the
call
wave.
It a comeback.
We're gonna do the wave.
Yeah, just everyone, ready?
Oh,
stuffy room.
The so many farts.
That felt like an idea that would work well on Tony Martin's podcast.
Yeah.
Award winning.
Do we just shit on Tony Martin when we're doing cricket? I'm okay with that.
I just shit on Tony Martin. Oh, yeah, I'll show up.
How's having two first names going for you?
Yeah,
exactly.
Never
Martin,
trust
Martin, Tony, Tony Martin.
Which one is it? All right, we're going to talk about the Ashes, because, of course, the Ashes start kickoff short.
Yeah, welcome.
Oh, yeah,
to,
welcome.
Damn right.
Yeah,
welcome.
To our OG special sporting
It feels
words.
Good. You know, I've put the zinc on. I've got me floppy on.
Got your hat. Yeah.
Yep. That's what I said.
Now you can put the zinc on your face.
And then I got a floppy on. Then I put my hat on.
Oh, no.
A little bit of zinc.
Oh,
where
I
would
meant
you put
to
put the zinc on your dick. Down the, like.
Yeah, obviously.
Down
yeah.
the shaft?
On the tip?
Or on the tip?
The sunshine's gonna.
No, but
on
where?
The shaft.
Where?
Oh, I'll tell you a story.
Top shaft.
Put it on the tip.
Do you want a story?
On the tip.
That's sensitive.
Yeah, but that's not why you're putting the zinc on. I mean, it's sensitive to the sun, yes.
Yeah.
But it's not like you're doing like dick dot painting or
like,
anything.
Like, oh, it's a tiny dick. You're like, my dick's sensitive. Come on, man. Hey. I'll tell you a quick story. I heard a story the other day.
Me and Tim just shared a look. 3 minutes.
45 minutes
well,
later.
You're gonna hate yourself. It was a story I heard about a guy who was a concreter and he got skin cancer on his testicles.
Oh, no.
Because
wait, what?
Yeah, right. He got skin cancer, like a melanoma on his ball sack, and the reason why was because he used to wear stubbies but no underpants, and the sun would reflect off the concrete
yeah.
up into his ball sack.
And the stubbies aren't really great material either.
No,
but yeah,
didn't wear undies. Sun cancer on his ball sack.
Imagine being the doctor trying to piece that together. That's a lot of information that you have to. So, what do you do against concrete? Wait.
Yeah, you sure you just don't sunbathe nude? No. I don't wear underpants.
When you go to work, do you? I don't know how to ask this as a medical profession, but do you freeball?
That wouldn't that be so uncomfortable, like freeballing in like a hot, sweaty
it would be
job,
quite
like
sweaty.
A
yeah, but
like,
I got to tell you,
with the air.
Just from hearing on like that. Warm, like concrete's pretty warm.
Yeah.
Oh, I imagine saying, like, it's probably warm. A nice sensation in the moment.
To have the ball.
You're working,
warm.
Your bit of sunshine on your.
Yeah, on your junk. Yeah, good call. Anyway, I don't know how
should
we got
zinc.
There.
Welcome to the Ashes preview.
Should have put zinc on his cock. That's the moral of the story on that one. And we're going to put the zinc on the Ashes that is the cock of the Ashes. That's what our plan is
wow,
here today.
Wow. Sport with so many balls in it.
Segway.
He said it was OG. We're bringing it
yeah,
back.
Yeah, we're bringing it back.
So,
I don't want it.
Obviously, Ashes kick off on Thursday, which should be, well, this episode obviously will be
might
up.
Might even be tonight.
Putting it on Michael.
No, I'm saying.
Oh, right.
I'm saying, because you know how before when we didn't record, we said, probably best if we release it on the Thursday.
I got it. I thought you were just putting the mocker on Michael to have it done by tonight.
No, I'm saying for the listeners.
If you're listening to this, the episode's out.
Good call.
You've done it. You're already here.
So there's been a bit of a prep, I guess. Obviously, we've always found in the past with these episodes before there's a ball is bowled, they're a bit shorter because we don't have too much to actually talk about. It's more predictions and that
type
of thing.
But
there's still stuff to talk about.
Lots to talk about,
but just not as much as you will see during the actual game.
Post-game analysis. We're going back to OG sort of style here. So,
and we might not always be doing two episodes. Like, I'm very open to it, but like if the other sports, like obviously the NRL and the AFL is going to taper off and then cricket might be filling in that spot.
We ramp it all back up again.
But this is just a special...
Because it's the Ashes.
It's the Ashes, mate. We wouldn't be doing this if it was just a tri-series against, the... Sri Lankans.
Yeah.
Come on, Michael.
It's pretty racist, but...
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
All right.
If you want to crown England.
I'm not crowning. Can you crown them? All right, so...
I'll tell you who we can crown.
Who, Tim?
Oh damn it. You were so close to
the
segue.
I was about to say it. I laid it up for you.
Oh, no.
You passed it to me and then I alley-ooped it back to you.
If we had to crown a team, who would you two crown?
I would crown us for being so amazing.
All right. So you have to decide on the prince and princess. I mean, let's
the women's Ashes, the women's Australian cricket team. That's who we're going
to
call.
I tried to pull a brakes on that because I really wanted to avoid calling them princesses.
There was a turnover and then Luke's come back with the dunk.
Yeah.
Word. All right. So overnight in the present time.
Sunday evening,
Australia wrapped up the women's Ashes with a convincing win over in the T20, which I believe means that we won 5-0 out of the
undefeated.
6 games undefeated with the tied test. But obvious domination over in England at the moment.
Yeah, look. I thought it was going to be a lot closer than it was, to be honest.
Yeah, I didn't expect Australia to dominate as much as they did.
And we've spoken about it a fair bit, but the prominence of women's cricket in this country and also, you know, with the Big Bash and the crowds and the exposure, and now they're basically going to run their own comp. Well, they are. That's already going to happen where they're going to run through October or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Independent of the men's Big Bash, which we weren't going to, but it just brings, you know, but it exposes more international players, you know, to the Australian quality as well. So I thought because there are some English imports and stuff like that, that it would actually increase the competition. And there was big raps on England, prior to this and, you know, being it, you know, a home series for them and all that sort of stuff. But I just think when you have the best player in the world, it's hard not to
excel.
You know, yeah, and hard not to be favorites in every game.
And they've got quite a few of the best players in the world.
And Elise Perry.
Just dominant.
And we speak about her
best,
a lot. But
best all-rounder Australia has at the moment.
Was it best cricketer?
Nice work having two first names, Elise Perry. You and your mate Tony Martin can.
Sorry. Don't bash on Elise Perry.
Yeah, name no, one I'm not going to.
Perry. Just immediately a fucking national hero.
Yeah. And name two Perrys.
Steve Perry?
No, first name. First name Perrys.
Perry Mason?
Oh, who's Perry?
Perry Mason? Ellis?
There you go.
That's like you made those people.
Brother of that's Perry
like
Ellis?
That's like a high-end fashion brand, Perry.
Oh, really? Oh, we're just showing our fucking.
All right, Tom Jacobs. There's another person with two first names. Anyway.
Dolce and Gabbana. Fucking.
What? Anyway. So
yeah, I just. Going. Yeah, so I mean.
Definitely worth a shout out. Absolutely. Yeah. Just incredible opportunity for those girls. And they got over there and they took it.
Yeah.
At least Perry, I was not making fun of
you.
You're
fucking burnt, right?
You need I'm to so take sorry. The time.
Josh McGuire just, over here. You're like, you're burnt, mate. That's the end of it. See you later.
So, yeah. Moving forward. There was talk at the start of the series that, well, do they make it three tests or something like that? But it's hard when it's still lopsided to do that. And it's kind of like the women's origin where, you know, people are saying it should be a three-game series, but we're just not at that level yet.
No, not
so
quite.
It's very close.
I'd be happy with two tests, but then...
Yeah, I'd just add a second test.
Yeah.
And keep what's going. I think that'd be fine.
As Michael found out last week with the whole, you know, the different formats and all the aggregate points that are run over that, I really like that. And I could absolutely see that happening in a, not for an Ashes in the men's because the five is the five.
You wouldn't want to replace the Ashes, but I'd love to see a multi-format cricket.
Well, they're kind of leaning against it because-
Or they've made, now it's like
talk
a test.
Yeah, we'll talk about it a bit later, but it's going to be a test- Championship where like it's over a 4-year period the results
well like, you know test cricket
isn't lasting long enough we're gonna have multi-generational
like it's almost like a Olympic style sort of thing where everyone plays a certain amount of tests against each other and blah blah blah
which I'm for
which I don't mind either but I just think
shut up Michael
I just
Stop
think it should be
so
like
despondent.
I think the test should just be like if you want to crown him like have some sort of point system after 12 months those well, points then, drop off or something like that but then it doesn't allow teams can be number one without playing other teams and I think that's kind of what they want which was
would you see maybe like the take the tests out of it and make an aggregate over the ODIs and the
I just think it's the games are so different now you can't you can do that it's kind of like our on our other episode, like the World Heavyweight Champion kind of thing. you know, I just, you could do it as like a, not a novelty thing, but like as a, at the end of the year, you can crown someone if you really want.
Did we keep track of that?
I was going to bring it up. We'll bring it up next week.
Yeah.
We'll
have an update.
Because we did have a change.
There has been.
So where are the two teams prior to this, you know, Ashes kicking off? Well, obviously the World Cup wrapped up about, 15, 20 days ago, something like that?
Three weeks or so.
So England obviously winning a World Cup at Lords, at home, you know, great jubilation, having the best of times. And then 10 days later, they're all bowled out in the first session for 85 against Ireland.
Yeah.
At the exact same location.
They won the World Cup.
You know, it's just one of those funny things that cricket can do. They went on to win the game, but, 85 against Ireland is, well.
Yeah. Did you see the deck they were playing on?
I did, yeah.
So I think there were some weather-related issues.
But that goes to show, like, it'll be interesting to see, like, if you win the toss. Like, it might be not a bad toss to lose type of thing.
Oh, I think you'd... I think if they're going to do this, and I think it'll be a deliberate ploy, you got to bowl first.
Yeah.
I think England would back themselves in most cases
to bowl first.
It's not as if their pitches are going to be like the Gabba where it's going to swing early and then it's going to flatten out. I think
they're going to stay swinging.
Yeah, and with the juke balls and if James Anderson's 100%, I mean, it'd be hard.
Joff Archer's in the squad as well. Yeah. So, I agree.
It'd be hard not to.
It'll be interesting come toss.
I think with the England, there's still some issues with the top order. Roy, now he's more of a renowned white ball player. And then there was talk that he might be pushed down the order. But down the order in England is already kind of set up because you've got Root batting four. And then Bairstow's kind of solidified that five spot. And then Stokes at six. And then Ali at seven. Like, that middle order is already taken. So, do you bring Root up to three? You can't... I don't know if you could play Bairstow at four as a keeper.
No.
But, so then do you bring Roy in at four? But then if you bring him at four, you'd probably want him really at six. But then six is Stokes and he's pretty set there. Do you want him at five?
It's difficult.
So, then, do you just make him open and just say, right...
I've spoken to my English mate about this one just to sort of, you know, get an idea, gauge, you know, touch the pulse. And he said that James Vince was, you know, a bit unlucky to miss out. And I thought he was the standout for them last Ashes when they were over here.
I wouldn't say a standout, but
in a terrible, they played awfully.
Yeah, he did.
So, I mean, like, he didn't have to stand too high, but he did. It was one player that I went, ooh, he could be someone that we see next Ashes really make a fist of it. And they've left him out of the squad. So, I think he'd be a bit hard done by, but yeah, who do you drop in there?
Yeah, exactly. So I think their middle order is pretty set. I think their bowlers is just gonna first of all depend if James Anderson's 100%. Even at 90%, I think they still put take him in. I still put him in.
Yeah.
And because he's like, this is obviously, he probably will retire after this.
I would be incredibly surprised if he doesn't.
Yeah, and particularly if they win. Yeah, I think he'll give himself every chance to play. And he'll be wanting to play.
we've seen James Anderson bowl in Australia in a test match for the last time.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Happened. Yeah. Yeah.
That's already
happened. So, yeah, maybe, you know, Wokes, Archer, Curran as well. Yeah, so there's still,
and
you know.
Broadie, of course.
Yeah, Stuart Broad. So, there's still, you know, some wiggle room there in the bowling ranks. Just depends on who they go with. I think the top order for them is kind of their only question mark because it's one of the with the fast bowlers, it's more of a luxury than a question mark. Whereas the top order, there's some decent players out there, but that's their biggest question mark.
Yeah, and I'm expecting they're not the wickets not to spin. Not that they have, you know, they do, you know, in England, but Ali is their only.
I think so.
Is he the front line spinner? They might have like one backup, but they're certainly not. I wouldn't, you've got the pace attack you do. I'd be surprised to see if they run any more than one spinner at any point. I guess we'll see how we go.
Yeah.
But it means that Australia will probably reflect that as well. You'll have Gaz. And then, you know, there's talk of Siddle, you know, getting a run, which I'm not a fan of. I mean,
well, yeah. Do you want to move on to the Australian side?
Yeah, we'll move on to the Australian because Australia wasn't exactly as far as prep was any better either. Because
it was shit.
They were terrible. They had that the same night. I was laughing at England for 85, and Australia bowled themselves out for like nothing after
Oops, someone's getting evacuated again. So, yeah, the only person to score a 50 was David Warner in the tour match. And they played two innings each. Like, yeah. It wasn't like, you know, a three-dayer. Yeah. Well, I think it did only go 3 days. But, like, they fully wanted to play, like, a test match.
Yeah.
And it just didn't work out. The bowling was sensational, obviously. Nessa, five-for. Well, he didn't get picked.
Oh, didn't he make the squad?
No.
I thought he did.
No. Yeah. And Jackson Bird were the standouts there, but they didn't get picked. With the squad itself, I think the most controversial point was the addition of Matthew Wade. Well,
the prodigal son.
Yeah, I would say that that's the most controversial moment.
It's controversial in the fact that you've kept him out of a team for an entire... Like, the dude is playing the best batting cricket he is in his entire career. He won the Players Award last year, was that right?
I think... Well, he was the highest run scorer.
Yeah, and just absolute... Like, I mean, say what you want about Wade, and we all have, you know, but you pick a hot hand... But if you're going to pick him, why not take him in the World Cup when he was firing off on all cylinders?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
not play him now and then to bring him in now, it just, I don't know. It seems,
I'm not even going to go into the World Cup, but it's just we've spoken at length when we were doing Craig episodes.
Yeah.
He had to have done something behind closed doors because it was like they were keeping him out on principle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's just scored too many runs for them not to pick him. And I think it's a great move.
Oh, yeah.
It just depends on what the locker room, for use of a better term, feels about it. And I didn't think that there was a locker room issue. I thought it was more with the coaching and the hierarchy, like there's something like from an administrative point
rather
of view.
Rather than the team.
Rather than
what do you reckon he's knocked someone's missus off or something?
Or criticized someone.
Yeah.
You know, or had a tiff with someone.
Yeah.
You know, so... That's where I thought that was coming from.
It must also, with the Australian team at the moment, after last year, I mean, did Bancroft make the squad? He was definitely...
Yeah, he's in.
Yeah, he's in, isn't he? Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the second controversial
So
pick of the squad.
You know, maybe with all of that, it kind of disrupted the hierarchy or disrupted the sort of the team, as you know, in the locker room in where that, you know, that... Those that hierarchy was, you know, because now all of a sudden you've got players that are Tim Payne is now your leader, you know, out of nowhere. So you know, I don't know.
I mean, he was forced to be. He was never in the plans to be Australian captain. He was barely in the plans to be a wicketkeeper for Australia. And
his career was over.
He backed into the keeping job at the start of Last Ashes. Start of Last Ashes, and then all of a sudden found himself. You know, with the second most important job in the country. So, yeah, I think, and that was the point I wanted to bring up with the Wade and how's it going to work in the locker room. Well, all three suspended people are back.
Mm.
And that was something that, again, we've all said that probably wasn't going to happen. I thought Bancroft had definitely played himself out of a position for, again, tinfoil hat, Queenslanders like Joe Burns and Matty Renshaw. What is going on?
Yeah, I don't know.
He performs really well in England, had really good county season last year before he got injured. Yeah, I thought it was quite a questionable decision, but he has been scoring runs. And is this the new thing of like...
We're going to play the hot hand?
We're going to play, well, not even hot hands, just like runs on the board, literally.
Mm.
I think that may have been part of it. Joe Burns went home with some like a chronic fatigue related issue while he was performing well in his county side. So, yeah, I thought it was a strange one given that we don't know how it's all going to be construed in the background. But from you know, outside looking in, Bancroft's paid his dues. He's captain of Durham in county and he's been performing very well.
So why
not pick him and put him in opening, you know?
Yeah,
he's been facing in the English bowlers and all of that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So
what's the young fellow they cook picked, the batsman for Australia? Opened.
You got Patterson or Pekoski? Or Harris.
No, Harris. Yeah, I was thinking of Harris.
Yeah, so Harris is still in.
He looked exactly. Well, Harris looked very good and I remember looking at him thinking there's someone who could probably take on those English conditions. So
who do you put in? That's the question. And who bats at three? Khawaja's under an injury cloud or still from the World Cup.
So who do you? Because that's opening wise.
The squad is, so we're all on the same page. Yeah,
so we don't know what we're talking about.
Payne, captain, Bancroft, Cummins, Harris, Hazelwood, Head, Kawaja, Labuschagne, Lyon, Mitchell Marsh, Nessa, Pattinson, Siddle, Smith, Stark, Wade, Warner. So yeah, I'm glad Ness is in because he's been playing really well. I thought he wasn't in. I thought.
So in that case, you're running a bowling attack of Stark, Hazelwood.
Well, for us, Cummins. The bowls are up in the air.
Well, those three, you're on four. Well, that's the thing. Australian cricket, your four bowlers are picked themselves and have for the last 2 years.
Well, yeah, let's go back to the openers because that was the original question before we got sidetracked with who's actually in the squad.
Yeah, like with the facts.
So who opens the batting? So you've got Harris, Warner, Kawaja, Bancroft, and if you want to throw a head in there as well, you could.
Wouldn't. Look, I think... Warner and Bancroft.
Yeah, I think it has to be.
Because your boy Harris, it just depends on where he's at. But no, if Bancroft is performing over there and has been in those conditions, and then Warner, of course. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm picking those two at opening.
Now, are you picking Kawaja at all in this Ashes? Because I'm not. A swinging ball, you can't have Kawaja and Warner in a visiting team. Harris.
Yeah, I could see that.
I'd love to have Smith there, but...
No.
Like, let's be real.
No, because
we're all going to be fucking 2 for 10.
There is no way. I'd take you on a beer bat, but I reckon you wouldn't take it. But if we're better than 2 for 50, I would be exceptionally surprised.
Me too.
If we can get to 2 to 50, if we're 2 for 50 at lunch, I'd be stoked.
Mm. Oh, yeah, I'd take it.
I would take that. Yeah. I actually would take that.
Mm. So I think the top order there. I think it has to be, given the squad, Bancroft, Warner, and Harris, and then Smith. Four. Then the question mark is the five. You've got Head, Kawaja, Labuschagne. Mm, really?
I don't like
Head. Or Wade. So I would actually go Wade at five.
Yeah, that's a good call. All right, I'll take Wade too. Yep.
And then probably Head at six. And even then, I don't like it. But the batting is going to kill us.
I don't know. Because Hanscom... Hey, obviously not playing, but
I thought
Hanscom looked better than Head.
Yeah, well, he did get picked over him in the one days.
Yeah,
but Head has scored some runs over there with Australia A and things like that. Mm. There was a school of thought, and I liked it. And again, tinfoil hat for the Queenslanders. Why not have Joe Burns at six?
There's no reason why not.
Because, and one of the reasons behind that is if we even get to the second new ball.
It's not going to happen.
Which isn't going to happen.
It's not going
to
happen.
But, you know, you've got to be the optimist in your own team. You can't just...
If we got to 80 overs, you might as well just crown them.
Crown their asses
if we get to 80 balls, 80 overs.
The theory was, you know, maybe Joe Burns could bat with the towel.
Yeah.
Which isn't, again...
Fresh approach.
Sounds good in theory.
Except that the tail gets skittled by a new ball.
But they don't... But, like, I understand the process and that you can't be in the Australian team and just go, we're going to be bowled for 150 every game.
It's something that I do with, like, playing, like, that golf game and, like, because it's such a... You can make so many mistakes if you try to compensate for, you know, like, oh, I always try to hit, I always end up hitting it left. So I'm going to start looking to hit it right instead. You can't. I think with, like, that level of sporting, you've got to... Be like you got to act as if you're going to win, you know. Like be like, and this is what we're going to do, and that's it. You know what I mean? Like you can't be compensating for what we think's going to be a shit thing. Like you can't be like, well, we're going to fail here, so we've got it. Like you got to be like, no, damn it, we put the plan in place because we know it's going to work.
So yeah, I liked it because it solidifies the batting lineup for a start because we've got question marks
all over it.
So why not put a guy who's in solid?
Mm.
You know, he'd do a job.
All right.
In so that position, but you can't, but he's not, he didn't get picked.
Yeah, true.
So then Mitch Marsh plays himself into an Ashes spot. Like, come on. Like,
yeah, and that's true. He will.
Or do you just go full batsman? Like, you just go Bancroft, Warner, then Harris, then Smith, and then Kawaja.
And then
Head Kawaja Wade at six.
Put Wade at six, and then what? Payne, and then your bowlers.
Yeah.
But then you're only rolling four bowlers.
Yeah, true. So, yeah, look, I don't know. With the bowling, like, there's talk that Hazelwood could miss out in the first test.
What,
Hazelwood's, like, fallen off a cliff.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what's happened there. No, the talk is Pattinson because he can swing it and swing it at pace.
Yeah. Oh, don't get me wrong. Pattinson, I would love to see Pattinson
in
there.
I like Pattinson. I think he's great.
You'd love to bowl five and then just...
But Hazelwood can swing it both ways and does enough with the... You know, and so then there was talk that Mitchell Stark's going to be out despite taking 27 wickets in the World Cup. You know, so the... Even again, it's more of a luxury on the bowling side. And then there's talk that Lyon might miss out depending if it's a green top.
Just throw the four in.
And, that's you know, but then that might bring Labuschagne into play because of his leg. So, like, you've still got
Smith there.
Still lots of question marks.
And if Head gets a.
Head can roll the arm over and just give him a break.
Second Wadey. Not the
chip. Oh, my God. Imagine Matthew Wadey.
Can you imagine?
Bowling.
Can I make a crazy beer bet?
Oh, here we go.
I wouldn't see. The thing is, I wouldn't put it past them.
That's what I'm saying. Beer bet.
Mm.
Matthew Wade takes a wicket.
Oh, okay.
In the Ashes.
Yeah. Okay,
If he plays more, I'll give you no. Over
okay.
Two.
What's the stipulation?
All right. The stipulation is he's got to play at least two. At least three.
No, I'll take two.
I was going to say two. And he said two. I was like, I'll see if I can get.
I'll take two.
Yeah, right.
It takes a wicket.
Yeah. There it is. Witnessed.
Yeah. Be a bit. Yeah. Your hands are so sweaty, man.
I've been touching my junk this whole time.
Yeah. So I think there's been. Yeah. And, you know, we haven't even spoken about Curtis Patterson.
Yeah.
Who, you know, scored a century last test.
Played very well last time.
And then.
Last outing.
It didn't get picked here, but. Yeah. I could have got a jump done too.
Patterson?
Yeah. He's pretty solid. And he previously was like, well, he still is like a top order batsman. So bringing him at six as well would solidify that. But I guess maybe a rookie in the Ashes and all that sort of stuff. So yeah, I mean, again, both for England, it's more the top three. For us, I would say it's the middle order. And
as usual,
five through seven, really.
Figuring out who's going to bowl.
Well, yeah, I forgot about Payne as well.
Yeah.
Payne at seven. He's really got to step up.
Yeah, and it's a bit tough. It's tough for like this bloke because obviously he's a wicketkeeper first and foremost who can bat, and the expectation is that you go out there and average 35, 40 runs.
Yeah.
And that's tough if you're not that, if you haven't been that your entire career. Mm. So, you know, he's got to get out there and do it. You're right. And
I think I don't want to call him an X factor, but
it could be a point of difference.
Oh, 100% his batting could be a point of difference
because Bairstow's bat.
Yeah. And,
well, Bairstow's
batting five though, and he bats really well. Mm. And that's what we need. We're talking about putting in extra batsmen and leaving less bowlers and stuff like that.
Well, you need, yeah.
You're going to have, you your, need your keeper need, to yeah. score runs.
Yeah. Exactly.
So he has to score a century and he's going to have to bat with the towel a lot. So he's going to have to, you know, like, all right, another beer bet.
Hello.
Tim Payne scores a century in this series.
How many games? Oh, you play all five, duh. Yeah, all right. I'll take that. All right.
There you go.
Clammy hands.
Two beer bets.
Jesus, your hands are so dry.
Done and done.
Your hands are so dry. They could cancel each other out, but that's all right. I think in order for us to win, Payne needs to score.
Oh, no doubt at all. Yeah.
He has to win. Yeah, so. Yeah,
absolutely. Or at least hit. Yeah, yes. Yeah, he needs at least 100 runs per game if we're any chance.
Geez.
If that's any chance.
That's a big ask.
Yeah, I know it is, but I wouldn't
crown it that much.
Yeah, all right, I won't crown it that much. You're right. Yeah.
But he just needs to bat. Okay, here we go. He needs to bat above his average.
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah, absolutely. I'll give you that. So, look, if we're going to have a quick look at the predictions, it's a bit early. So, but I'm expecting to see these games sort of go that 250, 300 mark per innings, runs wise. You know, we'll see Australia skittled a few times. For under 100 is my wage as well. I'm going to give it to England 3-1.
Yeah, I was going to say 3-0.
Yeah, I nearly went 3-0.
Because rain.
Yeah.
Rain could fall into place. But who's to say that Stark and Cummins just...
Don't obliterate.
Yeah. Like, remember...
It's an option too.
Remember...
Well, last time it was all over the shop, remember?
Yeah,
like each game
down.
Was like...
But remember when we went to India, last year? God, it feels like ages ago.
Oh, doesn't it?
At the start of last year. Yeah, and we took the first game.
Mm.
Comprehensively.
Wasn't that fantastic too? Was that Pune? I think it was in Pune.
And who got all the wickets? Sock.
He did too. Yeah. That's right.
So, you know, it's not out of the realm of possibilities that we, you know, if we get them early and England have shown that they still are susceptible, granted it wasn't a full strength team, but I think there's every possibility we jag a game or two, depending on the weather and the, you know,
the toss.
The toss is a big one. I think
the toss is always going to be a big take in England.
But yeah, so they go to Edgbaston first, then to Lords.
Well, Edgbaston, we've got it. It's a happy hunting ground for Australia.
And Leeds, Headingley for the third, Old Trafford for the fourth, and then finish at the Oval. So they are going to like...
We're not playing Trent Bridge though, that's good.
No, they're going to... I think that's the only iconic one that we're not going to. So all of those are maybe Headingley.
If I'm England though, historic. I would have been picked... I choose Trent Bridge every time for the Australians, because just to remind us.
Yeah, I think, well,
that'd be what I'd be doing. I'd just be playing the mind games on that one.
It just,
remember? 8 for 13, yeah. You remember?
So, yeah.
I'd fucking do it just for that.
Yeah, I can't see Australia winning the series.
No, neither can I.
It's just too many question marks in the batting.
That's a big call to make this far out.
No, it's not.
Okay. It's really not. It's
really?
I mean, we said the last time. Well, what are we? It was 3-1 last time. Was that the series breakdown?
I can't even remember. Hang on.
Wasn't 3-2.
Let's go there.
Because I think there was a draw.
Are you talking in England last time?
Yeah, the last Ashes. Okay. Yeah. In England, I mean.
I didn't think we won a game, did we?
Yeah, we did. That was that one where like there was a seesaw and everyone like.
Oh well, yeah, it was. Yeah, actually, yeah, it was back and forth, 3-2. I remember now. Yeah. Sorry, Chris Rogers got player of the series. That's right. Yeah,
because that was that one Smith got the 200 in.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah, no, I can't see that.
I mean, like points well made, but just my blind patriotism and optimism. I want to say like Australia for the first three in a row, just bang, just knock it out. All
do
done.
You want to be a bet on that?
How many beers are we talking? I mean, like, no.
Orbi bets are six packs.
It's a six pack.
Six packs. So what, like 12 for both of you if you take
no,
it on? Like,
Luke has called you out.
Mono a mono.
I want to bet six beers that we win the first three?
Yeah. You may as well just give him beers.
Yeah, I know. That's what
you're, I'll tell you what, I'll give you the better odds. If we do it, if you lose, I get six. I'm going to give you handicap. I'll give you 12 beers if that does happen.
That's still just bullshit. But you know what? Let's do it.
Fucking, yeah, right on.
Clammy hands.
Clammy hands. So clammy. Back to my balls.
So, yeah, I get it. Like, I'm obviously going to root for Australia. I just think from an analytical perspective.
Oh, yeah, from reasons and facts and numbers. Yeah, for sure. If that's,
You know, I don't think Warner's had a real happy hunting ground in England.
No.
Smith's done okay.
Smith,
but everyone else is untried.
But you don't think, like, the England team's walking into that knowing all of that as well? And that plays a huge part in, like, they're exactly who we think they are.
They are who we thought they were.
And I don't think England thinks they are who they are.
Well, I think England...
Do you know who
you know what I mean?
Are? Yeah. I am Michael Vick.
Wait, you're Michael
Vick?
Oh my God.
Think, well, when England got bowled out for 85 at Lords, we were all laughing. But at the same time, we bowled ourselves out for fucking 100.
They got Ireland out in the fourth inning.
It's much of a muchness. I think that being bowled out for 85 against Ireland actually cancels itself out with the Australian intra match. Because they can't even, you know, with guys who didn't make the squad taking bulk wickets.
I'm coming from a very emotional point of this. You're not a very emotional person. Thank you. Why could you? Where do you get off?
Where's my zinc?
If there were ever an Ashes game where Australia was there being like, okay, we're going to have to dig deep. Reputation on the line.
Sandpaper literally all in the ground.
Everything.
Can you just
imagine? Like, no, this is the one game where we need to nut up. Can they do it? Could they do it? Like, maybe not. Don't have the raw.
Mate, if they talent, they definitely can going up do against. It. Could do it. It's just a question of whether they.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You mentioned a good point that we didn't actually have on the board. The crowd is going to be all over these
legit.
This team.
You put it this way, I wouldn't be fielding any of the three of them out on the anywhere out of the circle.
Yeah,
and all three of them: the Smith, Warner, or Bancroft. They field in the circle.
Yeah, I don't think
professional sportsmen, Lisa. They can handle it.
Daryl.
But it will be something else.
Oh yeah, but Okay,
best way though. Yeah. Like, absolutely.
Fair play.
Fair, absolutely. Everything they get, they should cop.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Every single bit. So, you cheated, you idiots.
Bancroft's usually the bloke under the helmet, so I don't think he's going out. Unless someone like Ben Stokes just starts teeing off, then
it's.
Warner might, because he does field out in the one days, field as ours cover or mid on.
Smith in the slips. And so Smith, it won't. Yeah. Look, it's not going to happen, but. Even still, if you're on the boundary,
in the oddity
you were getting,
of whatever,
or you were getting, no matter which one, if Travis Head's out on the boundary, he's getting chirped at.
Yeah. Oh,
the whole time. It'll be 25 days of unadulterated chat from the outside.
And if three quarters of the crowd don't bring in their own sandpaper, like, then they're not doing it right.
Yeah, they get the limp dick team of the week if the Poms don't show up with sandpaper.
There'll be people dressed as sandpaper.
It's not even a question.
You know, I just think it's. But again,
and all credit
if it was England and they were, I'd be doing the same thing.
Of course.
Same thing. Absolutely.
So, yeah, I think that's going to play a factor in as well. I think it's going to be, like, relentless.
It was so long ago that that even happened. Remember when we were talking to a friend of the show, Adam Rosenbarks?
Oh, yeah.
And he was talking about how they were like, it's not sandpaper. It was a bit of sticky paper that had some, like, you know, coarseness stuff on it. And he's there like, yeah, you literally just described sandpaper.
That's sandpaper, like, dirt on a piece of sticky tape is sandpaper. Something like
that. It wasn't sandpaper.
But, yeah, I just...
Yes, it was. And then it was sandpaper. It wasn't even just sticky tape with a bit of... Yeah, yeah. The whole thing was a...
This is a real fallout.
Yeah.
This series is going to be
like
a real
fallout. Not like Luke when he's concreting.
Yeah, it's not the Australian summer that...
I put zinc on it, mate. It doesn't happen.
It's not the Australian summer where we can kind of shelter it and really not talk about it.
Mm.
You know, we're going to have
this
is we're
raw.
Have the commentary.
It's not a matter of opinion or anything. It wasn't like, did they cheat?
No, it's
not
a matter of fact. Yeah.
Every ad... If you while the team is driving down the road, there will be ads with Smith's face crying on it, like,
or Mitre 10 sandpaper sale, or something. Bunnings if it's still
again,
there. And all
that would be smart for Mitre 10 or Bunnings. Yeah, like, you know, that's how you capitalize on Home Depot.
Yeah. Now, if we've skipped to predictions, so I reckon 3-0 or 3-1 sounds about right to me. Depends on the weather and depends on the track. If they're going to do what they did at Lords and just have green decks, I mean, we're fucked.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, we're actually fucked.
Yeah. That's why Finch isn't in the team.
Yeah. So If we do get a couple, like, Old Trafford might be flat.
Yeah.
Traditionally.
Yeah. Edgbaston can be flat. Small field. So maybe.
But yeah, but the rest will see a green tops.
I can't see a scenario where we're gonna. I mean, Australia has a good record at Lords as well. Like, it's not awful.
Yeah, so, which is where my one is. So 3-1 for me.
Yeah. So yeah,
maybe 2-1. Maybe.
Yeah, I think we won't see a couple of tests just on the weather.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, hey, Mike. Yeah.
And a player of the series.
3-0. Player of the series. I'm gonna give it to. Stuart Broad.
Oof.
Yeah, I think he'll just bowl over his skin.
From I'll go Bairstow. Just as I want to go Root, but I think Bairstow just to
take his shot.
Yeah, just as something different.
All right.
I remember when we spoke about the last Ashes in Australia, and I basically said if England are going to win, Joe Root's going to have to be man of the series.
Yeah,
and he just fell short and.
Yeah,
I think even from now and then, like, he's still in that conversation of the big four with Smith, Coley, and Williamson. He's still there. He's probably the fourth guy. Maybe not now. Maybe might be the third guy after Smith, dropped out. But yeah, he's still there. Like, I mean, nothing's really changed. But I don't know. Maybe
a quiet ODI, World Cup.
Yeah, he did. But I just think Bairstow might be that guy.
Mm. Wouldn't surprise me either if Joff Archer goes close.
Yeah.
Because he is a proper X factor, something different.
He is an X factor. You're right.
Could see him sneak it out. So I wonder what he's paying, because that might be a cheeky dark horse.
Well, I mean, what a story!
Oh, it's an incredible story.
I don't want to say he came out of oblivion, but essentially he was ushered in because of the prominence of them prioritizing white ball cricket.
Yep.
You know, and all of a sudden you can't not pick him after how great he is. And just the bounce that he can get and like
off 10 paces.
Yeah, and the Dukes are just gonna
zing. They will zing. So Michael, when he played for the Hurricanes years ago, and like, yeah, he was coming off like 6, 7, 10 paces. It was nothing. Just like saunter in and then would bowl 150s. They just blew everyone away. And I think since then he's kind of like built on his game. He's just, yeah, there is a potential for him to be a proper change, like point of difference. This Ashes. I'm putting him in the team.
Yeah.
Like,
absolutely.
And 10 paces. That's, yeah.
It's nothing. He basically,
yeah. His arm going to fly off one of these days. Just like from, whoa.
His technique seems to be okay. It's not as if he's using his back. I think there's just, he must.
A whippy action.
Just, yeah, shoulder rotation. It's, I don't know what you'd call it. It's just
quick.
It's quite compact, and there's not a lot happening. And I think
just doing the old under the chin shot put,
yeah,
just bang.
That's nuts. Yeah.
All right. So if Australia win the series, who has to be the man of the series?
For Australia to win the series,
yeah.
If an Australian has to do it, I think it's got to be in that top order,
yep.
Because it has to be someone to actually nut up with the bat. The ball's going to be fine. It's the bat that really knows. So. David Warner.
Yeah, I was going to say Warner too. I didn't think you were going
to
say it.
Nah, I think he has to. It's make or break for Warner on that. Like he is the linchpin.
I mean, there's only two guys you could probably put Khawaja in this conversation. There's only two guys that really played in England, like Smith and Warner. So
from a batting perspective,
I think,
yeah, for sure.
The only way we win,
yeah,
is if Warner gets man of the series. Because I think. Even if Stark doesn't play all the games or Hazelwood doesn't play, I think they're all getting wickets.
Yeah,
for and sure. I again really like Pattinson. Hope he doesn't break down. Can offer something different. Bit
Would
of
love
aggression.
To see him there.
Love to see him in, but at the expense of the other guys, I don't know.
Yeah, it's
but
tough.
I think they're all going to get wickets.
Mm. Whereas
the problem is the batting. So I think maybe Warner has to be the guy if we're to win the series.
He has to finish out with like 100 balls.
Yeah, he's just got to
each innings.
And
the same way you finish that.
Yeah, and it's a good point that you make because remember in the World Cup, very different attitude. And
yeah, exactly.
We put
it's
it
the reverend. No,
at the
not
time,
the something else now.
Yeah, at the time we put it down to the strategy of, conserving wickets to move for the final push, which is something that we saw all teams kind of do. But Australia was really
they
big
were,
one.
Yeah, they were
like we want to be none out.
Yeah.
At 30 overs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 30. Yeah.
So maybe that translates over. Who knows? That's but nice. I'd love for that style, his style
me
of play
too.
To continue.
That surprised me that's what he was doing. And then, yeah, jumped up and did the oh, what a feeling. So it was like, all right, buddy, calm down.
Yeah.
But that's, yeah. That's D Warner. That's D Warner.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do? But yeah, that'd be, for Australia to win, you're right. Man of the series has to be David Warner. I can stand that.
Well, a couple of interesting tidbits.
Timbits.
Some people might think they're interesting, others might not. This we've spoken about it very briefly. This starts ushering in the ICC Test Championship.
Correct.
So yeah, it moves into a 4-year sort of cycle where they crown someone. And I'm just reading this whole thing. There's like half points, and if the opponent scores 50, I'm not going to read it. But essentially, it's trying to generate some sort of like play. Yeah,
continuity.
And I can't remember. And again, this is probably a bit of poor research, but like. I don't know. Is there going to be some sort of like knockout tournament play kind of thing?
God, I would hope so.
That'd be fucking awesome if there is.
I would be
just single game knockout for the top 8.
Can you imagine if like the West Indies managed to pull something off and they end up in some type of knockout? I'd be like, fuck
yeah. So, yeah. I mean, what it means for Test cricket is they're just trying to make it.
Oh, they're trying to relevant.
Make it relevant. But again, for the purists that listen to this podcast, we're all going to listen, watch anyway. So,
yeah,
it doesn't really matter. But. The other point, which is really, this is actually historic, is the wearing of numbers.
Oh my God, I'd forgotten a ball about it. The numbers, they're putting numbers on the back and their names on the back of the tester. And the reason why was because they want to like generate so people know who's on the field and, you know, they'll know the dirt of dirt. And it's like, we know. We know who these people are.
You know, I mean, like, well, the problem is the people that don't know probably don't care.
No. Well, yes.
Well, that's also
that's true. But when you're playing in a game like an ODI series or the Big Bash and there's like a billion people, I get it. You know, I understand.
Sure.
We're talking about two teams. There are 22 people on the field. You don't reckon
that
you
would know. That's true for the Ashes, yeah. Okay.
You don't
that's
know who these people are. And who cares? Teams. Like, what difference does it make if, such and such took a catch? I'm not sure who that was. It was number 73. That's Bancroft. Bancroft.
It sounds like a note given to cricket from people that like to ask who's winning when they walk past the television. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know, like, who's winning the cricket? And you have to go,
it's historical. And
so someone from outside's gone like, they're all just wearing whites. Like, how do you tell whose is who? But is it needed? Probably not.
Absolutely not relevant.
I don't feel like I need it. And even if you had it,
do you feel any differently?
Well, I've let you speak because it is a controversial issue. Mm. It's kind of like you either love it or you hate it. Mm. I'm actually one of those people that's like bang in the middle.
Really?
Yeah. You know, yeah, like you always hear that, you either love it or you hate it.
Switzerland.
I actually don't mind it. Now, the reason why it's been brought in, they will say it's so that people know on the field and blah, blah, blah. The real reason is I can now go out and buy a Steve Smith test cricket shirt.
Hello.
I mean, for fuck's sake.
It can't sell a generic white t-shirt, but I'll buy a
Steve Smith one. Yeah. All right.
And you can charge those more than your regular. Yeah. Tim, you're a visionary. What can I tell you?
Yeah. So they'll hide behind the, they're doing it at county cricket and you know, it gives them an identity and it enables a kid who's sitting in the stands to go, right, Steve Smith's my favorite player. I want to watch him and where's he and all
but
that
But I
want to
wear Steve Smith's jersey.
But the real reason is
selling money.
The finger thing means taxes. It's all money, mate. And this is how negative I've been in the last sort of 18 months. It's just like, why anything?
Money.
Like I've really like from a personal perspective, just really gone down this path of like, why the fuck do we do this shit? Oh wait, because someone's paying this guy and the advertisements in cahoots with this company and blah blah blah. So like, you know, it all comes back to money. But it's 100% it. Put it this way, if I want to spend my money buying a cricket jersey, I would personally buy a Mitchell Starc test jersey over a Mitchell Starc one day jersey. 100%.
Yeah.
Me as a cricket purist, I would rather the white or the cream with Starc 56 on the back or whatever. Or custom made fucking Stanton 10 on the back. You know, like
I haven't been able to stop thinking about Sporting Woods boxes since then. Yeah. I was like, I wonder if they're cricketers sponsored boxes. I wonder if we could, how much could it cost to manufacture boxes? Probably more than I'm thinking.
No, it sounds fun. But that said, I am currently
we should be doing our merch.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That said, I'm currently wearing my New South Wales jersey and it doesn't have a number on the back.
Yeah, but it looks sick.
It is. It's really cool.
It's got a real sort of Captain America vibe. I think that's why
cricket.
I've seen it and they've gone, hang on a minute.
Baseball and the NFL.
Of course. It's jerseys.
Yeah.
But like I bought this not with a number on the back.
Well, see, I don't think you can really get them unless you buy them custom made kind of thing.
With the number. Yeah. So, but then that's interesting that they don't, or that NRL hasn't done that. You know,
when
you buy jerseys, you don't buy
the
like
other
a
thing
number.
Is, the other thing is like,
it's funny.
It changed.
Because they change.
Yeah, with rugby leagues, the Tigers have like 8 jerseys this year. And then if you're the Tigers and you say, right, I want to get 5,000 Benji Marshall home jerseys, 5,000 Benji Marshall away jerseys, 4,000 Benji Marshall Indigenous round jerseys, you're never going to sell them.
Yeah.
And then you've got to, like, all the wastage and stuff like that. Yep. That's why I have supporters jerseys. In cricket, everyone's the same number. And that's why rugby league, like, Darius Boyd changed positions 1 to 6. Like, you know, as an adult, you know, it was like if I had a kid and he wanted a Darius Boyd jersey number 1, and then all of a sudden midway he changes to a 6.
Yeah, 6, sorry.
Then, I've just wasted $150.
Yeah.
With cricket, everyone has their one number.
I was
going
to say, it's because the number is personal to you rather than to the jersey.
Position.
To
the position. Yeah. So that's why cricket can get away with it, because you can then buy 5,000 Steve Smith jerseys because
23 or whatever
49 because he's always going to wear 49. I believe Tim Payne's going to wear number 7, which I think looks awesome. I don't like this theory that teams are not.
Is that because of the 7 levels of pain?
I just think because he's a wicketkeeper and he's number 7.
No, I like mine.
Yeah, well, you can crown, if you want to crown that, you can. But yeah, I
level 3. What are the seven levels of pain? Yeah. Sorry, Tim.
The first one.
No,
is
no,
like
I get
starting
it.
From counting down. Number seven
Is a light scratch on the knee.
No.
Oh, that's okay. Nice. That's number eight.
Number eight.
Number six.
Number six.
Okay. Counting down.
Number eight
now.
Is a pat. No. Number six would be like a little pinch.
A little pinch. It's all very knee related. Is this because he's an umpire, like a wicket keeper?
Yes, absolutely.
The squatting.
Number five is testicular contortion.
Oh, shit.
That's five.
Whoa. Yeah. That's like the jump from like Nando's medium to like hot. Like there's a big significant.
Yeah. Ramps
number
up.
Number five,
quick.
Testicular contortion.
After that, it's just related to the balls, and it's just like bashing.
Number four.
Number two is actually the massage.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Yeah,
wait,
yeah, yeah,
really?
Yeah, yeah. Cools down before.
And then just slice them
off. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. That's the seven levels of pain.
So, yeah.
Thank you.
So that's why I don't.
You asked.
I did.
Yeah, you did ask. So that's why I don't mind them going down this path. Does it look greater for 175 years of test cricket that we have numbers
it's
on?
Fucking dumb.
No, but. Again,
you can't
deny
it's not selling out the sport a little.
I'm not.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying. But I just mean one could not deny.
But yeah. Luke's put the argument that I think maybe let's say 85% of world cricket and world cricket fans say it's a disgrace. I think 15 would be like, well, I'm moving with the times, man. Like, you know, and two years from now,
it will not even be a discussion.
Exactly.
It'll just be what's done.
And I'll be like the 1% who's like. Yeah, I don't mind it. Like, I don't love it, but I get why they're doing it because maybe I'm just that cynical that it's just, I know that they're doing it to sell
for money
merch. But I'm definitely buying, I'd even buy a Tim Payne 7 test jersey over, I'd buy a test jersey with a number on the back over any one day jersey. That's just me.
Big call. See, I don't know if I don't think I like any of these players.
I like
enough.
That's also a problem for me right now. I'd buy an Adam Gilchrist 18.
Fuck yeah. I'd buy a Damian Martin jersey.
Yeah.
Love
but
that.
But I don't know who, if I'd want to spend $150. I'm sure there'll be blank creams, but that's the reason. And you know what? Travis Head's the only one that's really actually been quite vocal about it. He's for it. And just says, yeah, I think, you know, other sports do it. Why not us? Like,
because we're
it's just numbers on the back.
Yeah. I mean, like, where would you rather that money come from? Like, out of the wages, less people looking after the pitches? Like, I'm sure they're looking at their things being like, like, basketball's getting X amount of millions every year because they
can
sell
that. It
wouldn't
be basketball. It would be the EPL.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah, Premier League. Yeah. It'd be Premier League. Mm. It would be... I wonder if they do it in the...
Why don't we do that? We have sports people. Oh, did you hear, apparently, I can't believe I've waited this long to bring it up, but Cricket Australia might have been fudging the numbers on the amount of children playing cricket in Australia.
No.
They're out there saying, oh, it's 1 in 15, and apparently, 15. Like, those numbers do not add up
it's
whatsoever.
It's like less than 1 in 25 or something like that.
Oh, yeah. My God. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking
can't help themselves. Just as bad as the bloody wrestling.
Yeah.
Oh, there's 8 million people in this building. It's like, it's a 20,000. Yeah. It's like, I don't
there's
think.
There's 6 people. I can count them. No, 8 million.
We broke records.
Yeah.
It was half full.
Let me see those records. Smash with a hammer.
Sun Yang's arrived.
I'm just here to make sure all the records are in place.
Did you see
can
Vince
I have
McMahon
a
is the Sun Yang of wrestling.
That's true.
Yeah. Not the first time it's been said, Tim. Not the last.
Well, they said at the Wallabies Argentina game, they got 31,000 to their game.
Oh, what? They're counting toes.
I don't know how they did because the entire top row was empty.
That's
was
actually like what
31,000 people.
That's actually what I wanted to say in the other episode is that I was going to say last week, if I was on, if they get 30,000, I'll fucking give it away.
They got 31, Tim. Bullshit they did.
Anyway, so yeah, I think I don't have much to say. I think, again, as per usual, we'll do post-game analysis and things like that.
A bit more talk about it.
So I'm really interested to see the batting lineup. So the top order for England and the middle order for Australia, how they're going to be the talking points for me, and then who gets left out of the bowling. That's the other part.
But the bowls will speak for themselves.
Yeah, I think on both sides, they'll be fine. It'll just be the batting makeup.
Who can nut up on that batting side of things? Who's going to get that big dick energy?
Oof. So, yeah. I think that wraps us up.
We'll see you next week for.
We'll definitely
we'll see
be
you
doing
when we
this.
See you.
Yeah, we'll see you at the end of the first test and before the second test, and not any time
before
in between after.
But Maybe.
Maybe. You know?
This is a great ending, boys. Well done.
We'll see you then.
And then make like a...